Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson. And we're going to visit with Jen Erdman. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing super. And you enjoying the warm weather?
Yes. Now let's just hope it lasts.
That's right. Well, over lunch hour, I went out and walked around the block. And it's really nice out. So yesterday, yeah. I should say. So good to be outside.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, Jen, before we talk about our subject for today, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners a little bit?
Yeah, I am Jen Erdman. I am the Director of Clinical Services here at Johnson Memorial. I have been here about 16 and a half years.
Wow, okay. Where'd you grow up, Jen?
I'm actually originally from Appleton.
Okay.
And I started my healthcare career over in Appleton as an aide and then LPN, RN, and then I came over to Johnson Memorial, and I just haven't left.
All right. You like it there then, huh?
I do.
Awesome. So what's the job responsibilities of the Director of Clinical Services, Jen?
So I oversee the hospital as a DON, and then also I am the senior leader for the clinical departments on the hospital and clinic side of the organization. Mm-hmm. So those areas, I kind of oversee like the clinical aspects of Johnson Memorial regarding hospital, clinic, ambulance, lab, radiology, surgical services, therapy department.
Okay, wow. Busy.
Yeah, a little busy, yeah.
Should I back up here? I should ask you about your family.
Oh, well, my husband is a Madison native. He's an identical twin, Aaron Erdman. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have to.
I know him. He was a good...
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
He is a good baseball player.
Yeah. You know, he's a little retired now, but yeah, he was back in the day. And sure. We have two kids. A boy and a girl. So
good.
And they actually come to school in Dawson here.
Good. That keeps you busy then.
Yeah.
All right. So Jen, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, today we want to kind of raise some awareness for organ and tissue, organ, eye, and tissue donation. So today we're here to talk about organ, eye, and tissue donation. On Monday of this week, we had a Donate Life flag raising ceremony. The Donate Life flag has become a national symbol of unity, remembrance, and hope while honoring those touched by donation and transplantation. So giving the gift of life is one of the most selfless legacies a person can leave behind. There are currently over 100,000 men, women, and children that are waiting for life-saving organ transplants. Mm. And nearly 3,000 of them are waiting right here in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota.
Mm. So 3,000 people in Minnesota are waiting for an organ transplant?
Nearly 3,000 in the area, so which would include Minnesota and the Dakotas.
Oh, wow, okay. So there's a big need for donors then?
Yes, there sure is.
Okay.
And, you know, just one person has the opportunity to save and heal more than 75 lives. You know, they can use as little as tissue, samples of bone, eye, you know, it's many things. It's not just organs as well. Mm-hmm. And anyone can register as a donor regardless of their age or health conditions.
Mm, okay. So it's actually, National Living Donor Month, it's called. And so you're promoting to become a donor if you haven't already, huh?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And, you know, I think there's a little bit of a myth out there that you can't have an open casket for viewing when someone does organ donation, which that is not true. You can still have an open casket for the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So just to throw that out there too, and there is no cost to you or your family to do this, to donate.
Okay. So how does one become a donor then? How do you go about that process?
You can register as a donor at www.registerme.org.
Okay. And I think I'm a donor, Jen, and I think my driver's license is a check mark there that says I am a donor.
Yes, that is correct. You can also, when you renew your license, you can also indicate that you wish to be a donor at that time as well.
Okay. I don't think people realize how important it is to be a donor, because you're really saving someone's life, right?
Yeah, and one person, like I said, can have one person can help up to 75 people.
Oh, wow. It's such an important subject, isn't it, Jen?
Yes, it definitely is.
So,
yeah, we will continue to have information out on social media. So if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about it, please look us up on Facebook.
And that's Johnson Memorial Healthcare Services, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, Jen, thanks for informing us on National Living Donor Month. And, you know, if people are listening and they want more information, can they contact you, Jen?
I would have them actually reach out to our marketing person, which would be Kristen Witt.
Okay.
And she would be happy to field any calls or emails.
Okay.
And get people in touch with how to get this done for them.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, thanks, Jen, for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Jen Erdman, Director of Clinical Services at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.